Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. I just wanted to record this for you. I am right now standing on top of a mountain in Vail, and I just finished a 5-day meditation retreat with Dr. Joe Dispenza. So much to share about that. Oh my goodness. But I wanted to just put up this little mini episode because there's something so exciting going on and I don't want you to miss it. So you're going to hear this episode. And I hope that it excites you and opens your mind in such cool ways. And I love you so much.
Hi, guys. It's so nice to catch up. I'm so grateful for this community and how we've created something so supportive and beautiful and honest over the last, oh my gosh, it's been almost 7 years. I can't believe that. Thank you for all the hearts and love you guys. You're so easy to love, this community. You know, people say so many things about social media, and I'm like, my social media experience is so positive because of all of you. So anyway, so welcome. I want to share an update with you. First of all, I am at a meditation retreat, and that's really cool. It's cool for a lot of reasons. It's cool because I just saw this reel that I posted the other day that was talking about how there was this experiment they did with redwood trees where they wanted to see if they gave it a shot of adrenaline, if the tree wouldn't have a winter and it wouldn't go into that, you know, phase, that season. And so it died. It died. This tree that was supposed to live hundreds of years died because of 1 year without a winter. And I think that's really interesting. And I think what it's saying is like, we are not supposed to be in spring all the time. We're supposed to step back and we're supposed to restore ourselves. And so about once a year, I try to go away for a week and meditate. And so I got up this morning at 5 a.m., meditated for several hours, and then taking a walk in nature. You know, it's just, oh my God, just to remember that you're a human being and not a human doing is so good for your soul. So good for your complexion, so good for everything. So that's what I've been doing. And something really special, I think the most epic special thing that we do at a Dr. Joe Dispenza event is that we do these coherence healings where people open up their heart, like Bob Marley says, you know, open up their heart and allow for the maximum amount of love to come through us and to just bring that in the room. And when you do that in a group of people, you can feel the room becomes electric and there's so many tears and there's so much healing that happens when we all just like fully, it's like the Care Bear stare, you know? So there's so much to be said. I wish every person was required to do that consistently in their life. It's amazing. You don't realize how much innate power you have in your loving presence, how much that can heal another person, give life to another person. I mean, it's just the science shows it, but also just we can feel it, you know? So that's a little update on this week and how powerful that is. Wow. You know, I also just want to say that I think that what we all crave all the time is expanded awareness, right? We just want a greater sense of consciousness. We don't want to be in the habitual subconscious program. And so anytime you can be in nature, do yoga, meditate, what you're doing is you're pulling yourself out of that subconscious pattern and you're waking up and there you are and you find yourself arriving in this gorgeous present moment and you go, you know what? That is a mic drop. So lots of good stuff there. The other thing I want to say is that I feel like what I realize anytime I go on a meditation retreat is that one thing about me is that I love the balance. I love the combo of all things, right? Like I love the practices of spirituality and mysticism, and I love all those tools. And I also love creating, and I also love business. And I also love watching people take action towards purpose. And I feel like one of the best words ever is balance, right? It's always a balance. It's a balance between the recharging and then the being in that inspired action. There's something about inspired action that feels so good that it can't be wrong. What's an expression? If this is wrong, I don't want to be right. It's like, there have been so many seasons in my life where I am just in go mode and I'm so inspired. I cannot fall asleep because I'm so excited. I can't wait to get out of bed because I'm so excited. You ever had a season like that? Like when I was starting my podcast or writing music, it's like, that's not bad, right? That's great because we are creative machines. We are so creative. We have constant ideas. We were given this ability to get these downloads, right? Whether it's going to be this idea for a business or the way you're going to like redo things in your parenting, like we're creating all the time. And so I love that balance. And I love that in the journey that I've been on, I sort of make time for both. It's like a wave, like, you know, when it like returns to the shore and then it goes back out to sea. I think that we need that. I think that that's the secret. I don't think it's all or the other. So all that being said, I want to tell you something really, really fun. And I want to tell you a little story because I think it might inspire you. So I am actually partnering with a friend of mine, Amy Porterfield. Some of you might know her. She's such a class act. She's a phenomenal teacher. At one point, she was actually my teacher. And I want to tell you a story because I don't know that all of you know this story, although some of you know this story. So when I was pregnant with Maddie, Maddie is now, oh my gosh, she is going to be 7. You can't believe it. She's going to be 7 on September 7th. So very soon. So she's 6¾, right? When I was pregnant with her in the summer of 69, no, it certainly was not the summer of 69. I wasn't even born then. It was the summer of 2016. I was pregnant with Maddie. And at that time, I was a songwriter. So for 10 years, I had been writing songs for Pretty Little Liars and Switched at Birth and Younger and McDonald's commercials. Did you know that about me? Did you know that I used to write music for 10 years? So I had been writing songs for 10 years. And that summer, when I was pregnant with Maddie, I was on other people's podcasts. I didn't have a podcast yet. I was on other people's podcasts talking about songwriting and talking about how much I loved putting words to thoughts and touching someone's life and the experience of being in the studio. And people were asking me, how did you get your song, you know, in a show? How did you get your song in a TV ad? How did you do? And so I was on all these podcasts. And that summer, I was on a podcast, one particular podcast, and it did really well. A lot of people were like listening to it. And I hadn't even thought the thought that I would one day have a podcast. But I got an email from a woman and she said, oh my gosh, you should teach a course on songwriting. And my first thought was like, is she crazy? Why would I do that? Like, why would I teach a course on songwriting? It was the furthest thing from my mind. Okay. So I was talking to my husband. I was talking to my husband and his friend. And his friend said, you know, I just saw an article about you in the LA Weekly. And it was all about how you have this songwriting career and you've like DIY'd your career. And he's like, it's so cool. And I was like, thank you so much. And then he goes, you should teach that. And I was like, I felt insulted for some reason. I was like, wait a minute. Does he not know that like I just play at the hotel cafe and like I know my way around a guitar? Like, why is he telling me to teach? Like, I was just not getting it. And then he's like, you're looking at it wrong. I'm not insulting you. And I'm like, okay, because there's an old expression that those who can't do teach and those who can't teach, teach gym, which is not really nice because I've had so many phenomenal teachers and that is not at all what he meant. And there's so many amazing teachers. But sometimes when you are an artist and you're pursuing something and someone's like, you should teach it, you're like, wait, do you not think I'm going to be successful in my art that I need to like teach instead of do? That's not what he meant. He was saying, you are so good at this that there is a light around the block for people who want to know how to finish writing a song, how to start writing a song, how to get a song pitched to TV or whatever. So I was like, things that make you go, right? Anyways, so I thought about it. And then I was like, I wonder what that even is. And so I started looking into it and I'm like, no way, no effing way am I doing this. Because at that point, I was like so pure, right? I was like, I didn't have any online presence. I wasn't on social media. I had two kids, two toddlers, plus I was pregnant with my third. I was writing music. I was like tried and true, like playing shows with my guitar. And when I started looking into like online classes, the first thing I like came across was like bros like standing in front of jets being like, hey, you want to make $1 zillion? I got you. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, how is anybody in on this? Like, what is actually happening? So I was like, no. And then another friend of mine said, can I take you to coffee? And so I go to coffee with her and she's like, okay, tell me from A to Z. How are you writing these songs? And how did you get that song in Target commercial? And I was like, I don't know. I guess I haven't like thought about it, you know? So then what happens is she's like, you should start a course. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like people keep saying this to me. I don't know what you guys are like talking about. So a friend of mine says, do you know who Amy Porterfield is? I'm like, no. She's like, she teaches people how to create online courses. And I'm like, okay. She's like, she's a great teacher and she'll help you take the knowledge that's inside your head and make it an actual course. And then she'll teach you how to like put it up online. And I was like, I was still not all in because I couldn't get over myself. And my belief was the online world is scummy. Like that's just what I thought. And I had no social media presence because I was still above it. You know, those moments when you're like, I know everything about there is to know about the world. Like it was actually not true, but I had that thought. So that was like blocking me. And then eventually I was like, hold up, wait a second. And I found out that at the time there was like 3 billion people online. And I was like, hang on, there's no way that 3 billion people, you could make a generalization. Like there's so many good people online. I was like, maybe I should just get over myself and maybe I should learn how to create a course because maybe there's other songwriters that would want to learn. And then I had my next big mental block. And what was that? Imposter syndrome. I was like, wait, why would they want to learn that from me? Like there's plenty of other good songwriters. In fact, there's way more successful songwriters. Like someone else should teach that course. And then I thought, but they're not teaching it. Like they're not teaching it and you could teach it. And then because I was pregnant with my third daughter, I had this thought like, I wonder if, ooh, here's the light bulb. What if the class would become successful? And then instead of having to go to the studio as often as I was going, I could go a little bit less because I could write music a little less and I could do something from home while I now had this new baby. And I was like, that's an interesting possibility. I decided that I had a great deadline, which was the due date of the baby. I was like, at the time, it was like the end of May and she was due in September. So I was like, you know what? I have 4 months. I'm going to create this in 4 months and then F it. Let's just see what happens. So I sign up for Amy Porterfield's class. Actually, what happened was the class was like closed. And then I was like, say what? Like, get me in it. Like all of a sudden, I was like, I want to get in. So I messaged the team and they were like, sorry, like it's closed. And I was like, no, it can't be closed. Like Wally World can't be closed because I'm having a baby in 4 months. This is my window. I need to do it now. So the woman was really sweet. She like had mercy on me and she let me in the class. I took the class and I was like, oh my God, like literally, what did I just do? How did I sign up for this? I felt like someone was teaching me Japanese, but like through a fire hose. I was like, I don't know any of these terms. I don't even have a social media account. I don't have an email list. I don't know what she's talking. I was like so overwhelmed. And then I thought, hang on a minute. I'm going to just breathe and I'm going to see if I can just listen and just like stay in it for a minute. So I stay in and I'm like, damn it. This woman is really a good teacher. I felt like she was like very methodical, simple. She made it easy. It was accessible, bite size. I was like, you know what? I was so proud of myself. And I'm telling my husband, I'm getting this. I'm going to get this done. And he's like, you go on with your bad self, you know? So then it comes time and I'm like, wait, I need to launch this course before my baby is born. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to be like out to here with my belly, like super pregnant. We didn't have air conditioning at the time. And it's the summer. or as Ben Affleck would say, summer. So it was this summer, so hot, no AC, super pregnant. I say to my husband, take the girls, the other two, my older two, take the girls out. I'm going to do a webinar. He's like, really? Have you ever done it before? I'm like, no. He's like, you didn't want to practice first? I'm like, I got this. So it's July. My boobs are giant because I'm like super pregnant. And I'm like, here goes nothing. So I do a webinar in July. My baby's due in September. You follow? I go live. Can I tell you the best thing about life? Can I just tell you one of the best things about life? One of the best things about life is that we all are wired similarly on some level. And one of the things that we all really, 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 really like is authenticity. And I was like, gosh, that I have, because it's really hard to be inauthentic when you are flying by the seat of your pants, you're super pregnant, you're really hot and sweaty, and you don't know what you're doing. Like, you are the essence of authentic at that point, right? There was no like lighting in my office. There was nothing. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no slides. I was just like, let's go. I have to do the messiest version of this so I can get this done before the baby's born. I go live. I do this webinar. And that night, 147 people, 147 people signed up to take my class. And it was called Songs That Sell. That's what it was called. It was like how to write songs that you can like sell to film and TV. I was like making it up. It then became six-figure songwriting is what it became. Anyways, I didn't know what to charge. And like in Amy's class, she kind of like helps you figure out what to charge and what to do. So the price that was there was like $9.97 because I was going to be live with them. Oh my God, I'm not even going to tell you how my first class was structured because I was just making it up at that point. But I was live with them for months, okay? So because it was like, you know, you're iterating. Anyway, I could not believe it. My husband comes home and I'm like, by the time he came home at like 3 o'clock, I had made $41,000. By the time I went to sleep, I made $147,000. And I was like, that's insane. Like it would take me sometimes a year or half a year to make that with music. Like I was at a point where I was doing okay with music, but that was crazy. Like at the time, that was a very significant amount of money. And then I was like, oh my goodness, I need to hire someone. So I hired another songwriter, my friend Sonnet Simmons. And here's the cool thing about this. I say to her, hey, do you want to meet for coffee? And she's like, yeah. I go, cool. Where do you live? And we knew each other a little bit, but she tells me where she lives. I go, walk outside your house to the corner. We lived 3 blocks away from each other, not knowing it. We met on the corner where there was literally a Starbucks, and she was the first person I ever hired. And I was like, okay, so I had this like brilliant idea to like create a course on songs for film and TV. Didn't think that 147 people would sign up. Can you help me? She's like, I've got you. I'm in. So Sonnet's there, and we are like figuring it out as we go. And then I had the baby. And then a month after the baby was born, I launched the class again, and that time I did it a little bit better, and I made $441,000 on the class. Can you even believe? So many of people in my online world know this class because this class became, it was like the gold standard. People freaking loved this class. It was so good. I was so proud of it. I was helping songwriters who were so disheartened, people who had come to LA and were like, giving up on their dreams, working as baristas, working in their dad's insurance agencies. They're like, yes, I want to remember. I want to remind myself who I am. And I want my guitar to stop collecting dust and I want to play it and I want to write music. And people started getting their songs in Starbucks ads or their songs in TV shows. And people were like, Kathy, you're changing my life. And it was so much fun. And I would have people come into the class who were people who chose music for TV shows and films. And they loved that. It was really, really fun. And then here's my big story is that one of my students, Amy Loftus, who was a student of mine, said, you should start a podcast. She goes, this class is not just a class. It's like changing my life. It's like reorganizing my brain. You should start a podcast. And I was like, really? Me? I was like, I don't know. And Maddie was like 2 weeks old. And I started thinking about doing this podcast and I started this podcast. So it is phenomenal what we can do. What I'm trying to tell you is two things. One, I'm partnering with Amy now because Amy is doing a boot camp where she's going to teach you guys what you might be able to turn into a class, how you can charge for it, how you can create it. And she's such an amazing, crazy, amazing teacher. And I think it's like 5 days of training and it's only $47. And if she's doing it, and I'm so excited for her, and because I'm partnering with her, I'm going to be involved as much as I possibly can. And I'll put the link. I think the link is just kathyho.com/Amy. But I'm telling you, as I sit here, that if you would have told me that story, I would have been like, that sounds insane. Like, I don't even get it. It is insane to me how we overestimate what is needed for us to make an impact in someone's life, for us to make a living. We overestimate all the time and tell ourselves, there's no way I could do it. I need 10,000 followers. There's no way I can do it. I'm not a black belt in karate. How could I teach karate? It's like, well, there are some people who don't want to learn from the greatest karate master. They want to learn from someone who's like five steps ahead of them. We totally confuse ourselves instead of seeing what actually is and then showing up. Showing up is like 90% of it, right? Being empathetic, being kind, being enthusiastic, being there, being willing to be the one to show up, right? It was like when I was teaching songwriting, it was like, yeah, there might be better people who are better songwriters for sure, but were they showing up? And did they have the enthusiasm to help people? And were they invested in other people's success the way that I was? That class was the breadcrumb that led to me starting a podcast. That's all I can tell you. If I hadn't started the class, I wouldn't have ever started the podcast. And then the podcast, when I thought about doing the podcast, I was like, wait a minute. The podcast should be about all creative endeavors. It should be about finding purpose. It should be about anybody's passion and turning their life into something that feels like it is essential that they wake up every day, right? And that they're not just doing some day job, that they're actually doing their life's work. And so that's what the podcast became, Don't Keep Your Day Job, which was all about how can you as a creative, how can you as a soul, how can you as someone who has a passion be in service, be working around your purpose every single day? And so that was how it all started. I think it's really interesting because so often we can't see there from where we are over here, right? We need to take a step forward because there's so much clarity, you know, clarity gets created through the action. And so I find that in my life, I'm not overthinking things a lot. I'm just like taking the next step. And so I wanted to tell you that really fun story because I reached out to Amy and said, hey, I want to partner with you. I can't even believe that I've never done that because it's so significant how your ability to make something accessible and teach me a skill, how it changed my life. And so I love that. And I also feel like for anyone who has a podcast, you have a course in you. And I feel like we live in a time where there's such an empathy deficit that people love to gather around and learn from other people. So if for whatever reason you are curious about what it would be like to create a course, what you could possibly create a course on, how you could charge for it, how you could set it up, how you could build an audience that would be the right audience for your course, then you should take Amy's bootcamp. It's called Course Confident. It's $47 for 5 days of training from her. And I think that there's two extra bonuses if you sign up before September 6th. So all you have to do is go to kathyho.com/Amy. If you don't already know her, and if you haven't already learned from her, you're going to love it because she's so fun to learn from. She's such a great teacher and she knows so much about the digital space and marketing and audience building. And she does it in such a clean way. Like I feel like she doesn't have any ugh factor where I feel like you have to really select your mentors wisely and you want people around you who are just coming from such a real good place. And she is. So if you want to take this bootcamp, you can go to kathyho.com/Amy. I highly recommend it. And stay tuned because anyone who's signing up or who's going to be involved with her vis-a-vis my partnership, there's going to be like extra bonuses and extra things that I want to do to kind of show you the beginnings and the middle and the newest phase of like how I design courses and how I create things. But honestly, people can't believe when I tell them that whether I'm launching a podcast course, a songwriting course, a course on creating a side hustle. It doesn't matter. At this point, I have done probably close to 30 launches of all different kinds of courses. And at this point, consistently, those courses, no matter what it is, doesn't matter the topic, those courses will make $1 million at least every single launch, because you don't realize what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. You don't realize how many human beings are out there and how much people love genuine enthusiasm and how much people love to learn new things. And there's so much that you have to teach that you don't realize, whether it's how to become vegan or how to organize your closets or how to be a better conscious parent. There's so much. And the thing people pay the most money for in the world is information. Think about it. More than a product, you pay more to go to college, right? When we grow, we spend more money because the ROI is greater. When the ROI is your own transformation, you can't put a price on that the way you can put a price on a couch. So there's so much in that. And I wanted you to hear that story from me because I think that that's an amazing story. I can't even believe that that's really, truly my story, but there is this here for you. And so I'd love to see you guys be in that bootcamp, and I'd love to hear what comes of that, like what courses you start thinking of, what successes you start having, what things you start to access in your life that you didn't even know you could. So I will put the link underneath it, but it's kathyheller.com/Amy, A-M-Y. You guys should go sign up for her bootcamp. It's 5 days of training. She'll be live. She'll be doing all these extra cool stuff. And it's only $47. Get in it. You're going to love it so much. You're going to be like, light bulb, light bulb, light bulb, light bulb. Super, super fun. And I'm so happy to be helping her and behind her, because I really feel like she just kicked the door open to my next level in such a big way. And I certainly wasn't expecting it. But there you go. That's my story for the day. I love you guys very much. Go to kathyheller.com/Amy. If you sign up for her bootcamp before September 6th, you get all these extra bonuses, which is so fun. And I will be back with more on this journey. And if you have any other thoughts or questions about online courses or what I've been up to or anything at all, you can pop that below, because I'm so happy to hang with you guys.